Hey, happy Sunday. It's June 3rd, 2018. Thank you for tuning in to Ask a Black Woman, where if you ask a black woman a question, you better be ready for the answer. So you're stepping now into my living room. Come with me back to the kitchen. We might even sit in the backyard. And I'm going to tell you how I really feel this morning. So check it out. Yesterday, I had a fantastic time at the AT&T Shape Conference at Warner Brothers Studios. And despite being fatigued from all the walking around and all this, that, and the third, I actually ended up sitting in one of the studio houses for 3 hours back-to-back sessions. And by the time I got to the third session, I began to feel a certain way because after realizing a certain fact. The AT&T Shape Conference was all about the emergence, if you will, of technology and entertainment. I got to say this again, technology and entertainment. Now, you guys know I am the performer. I am the creator. I'm an ideas person. I am an artist. I also pride myself on the business aspect of things, being able to see beyond just being the muse, if you will, but realizing that at the end of the day, this is a business. But then there was the technology aspect, and there were plenty of exhibits that I didn't even get to, unfortunately, that was showing us just how far advanced technology is and where it's going and what people are implementing. On these panels, however, though, I realized that every single one of the people there that was at the forefront of the companies that was bringing all of this stuff, your IBMs and your Magic Leaf and all that sort of thing, even the president of AT&T, everybody presenting, they were white, or they appeared to be white. All I know is I saw no one that was black. Now, I'm no fool. I do know that there are black people who work in tech. Some have definitely added much to the technology industry, some of the things that we use, and have their own companies and moving forward. But in large amounts, the people that are influencing how we are going to live, what's going to become our norm as far as the gadgets that we use, the people who appear to be going to profit the most going forward right now, as I saw yesterday on these panels, were people who did not look like me, which was a sad note. Bored the hell out of me for the most part, admittedly, the people that I was sitting with, people I had just met that particular day, I was sitting with an Israeli girl and her white boyfriend, and they knew about blockchain, they knew about augmented reality, and I didn't. And so one of the things that the speaker said was, you really don't care how your cell phone works. You just care that it works and it does certain things that you need to do. And I get that. But I could not stand that, my frustration at seeing non-black people leading the forefront on the things that are going to change our world in technology specifically. But then I had to take onus for the fact that I didn't have the responsibility to know about the tech side of things. And this is part rant. Part eye-opener, because then, later that day, they had a carnival, if you will, where the music was playing, and there happened to be a lot of kids there, and yours truly got her boogie on, and I looked at the young black girls that were dancing, and I thought about, what is being pushed to them in terms of opportunities. Do they see themselves, having the opportunity to get into tech, or the expectation either with their families, their schools, and any other organizations? Are they saying, young black girl, you too can create something in technology that is going to change the world. And you, young black girl, are, you can profit. You can be 20, 30 years out sitting out on a panel having created, you know, something as revolutionary as Facebook or as Apple. You have the capacity, the brain capacity to do just the same. And, you know, I'm a 78 baby, and in the 80s in the Chicago public schools, nothing like that was brought to me. Although I do feel like my teachers did the best they can, and they made me feel like I can do anything. But that was a different era, and I don't recall tech being part of that. And quite honestly, I had no interest in that. So there is a delineation between feeding what is the interest and what is the natural giftings of a child. But what about the kids who have those natural giftings as a child? I'm concerned that as we're moving into the future, that's still not of us at the top of this thing. And as a black woman, that was glaring to me yesterday. Not just the tech aspect, but I went to Studio 48 on the Warner Brothers lot, which is where they house Central Perk, which is the coffee shop, if you guys can recall from the hit sitcom Friends. Inside of that same building is also the studio where they taped Friends for those 10 seasons. And then there's also a souvenir shop, and in that shop you see a lot of Friends memorabilia and souvenirs that you can cop. And I got to thinking, you know, through the lens of a black woman, we all know the counterpart that came before them, and that we know, I want to say compete, but it was like they bit off the idea, if you will. What's the show? The hit show Living Single. Now, Living Single, was in partnership between Fox and Warner Brothers. Now, here I am at Warner Brothers, and even when I did the guided tour, they mentioned Friends, but I don't recall them mentioning in Living Single during the guided tour. But I saw no memorabilia, no homage to that show. Now, I haven't been to Fox Studios yet, but it's just interesting the dynamics of what is promoted, where the investment lies, and has at least historically in the past for, shall I say, something just as phenomenal, just as talented of a cast. And yet I don't believe that the financial aspect of it was quite the same for that particular production. So yeah. You know, if you got some commentary, I'd love to hear it. But, you know, overall, I enjoyed myself immensely. I stayed way past the time that I wanted to there. But I met a lot of phenomenal people. But as I sat down and I reviewed my day, there were some things that glared to me that I thought was worth mentioning. And I guess, you know, what's the take home? What is the take home? What are we doing, you know, in terms of if we have influence with children in our lives, if we have, you know, exposure to technology, that sort of thing, it would behoove us to make sure that we're sharing, or if there's something that black people are creating that is moving forward in the realm of technology, if it's some worthwhile production, TV production, especially web series. If you haven't, you should be watching Giants, the web series on the Issa Rae channel by a brother named J.R. Bland. You should be supporting. And if they're doing, you know, any kind of campaign financially to invest in them, let's make sure that we as a people are putting our money and our mouth where we say we love. We love our people. We got to do what we got to do, because what I saw yesterday was a reality check there. All right, I'ma stop. Holla back. Always know you can ask this black woman anything and be prepared for the answer.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.